今天早上正道的题目是神的圣言。
Today's sermon topic is the very words of God.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
让我们首先低头祷告。
Yeah, let's bow our heads in prayer.
天地的主，万军的耶和华，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord of the heaven, the mighty God, we give you thanks and praises.
感谢你差遣主耶稣为我们在十字架上面成就了赦罪的救恩。
We thank you for sending the Lord Jesus to accomplish the grace of salvation on the cross.
今天我们可以因为主，我们今天能够被称为你名下的人，可以来敬拜亲近你。
Because of the Lord, today we can be people who are called by your name, so we can come to you and worship you.
天父，你的话是灵，是生命。
Heavenly Father, your word is spirit, is life.
是我们人生中脚前的灯，路上的光。
It is the lamp to our feet and light on the path.
你的言语更加是我们心中的欢喜快乐。
Your words are our joy and our heart's delight.
天父，求你因着你的慈爱和信实的美名，你怜悯你的儿女。
Heavenly Father, may you have mercy on your children because of your mercy and your good name of faithfulness.
求你在今天的敬拜当中赐下你宝贵的圣言。
In today's service, may you give your precious word.
更加求你帮助孩子和作翻译的姊妹。
May you help me and the sister do interpretation.
让我们能够将你的话讲得清楚明白。
To help us speak your word clearly.
也求你叫圣灵在我们内心里面工作。
May your Holy Spirit work in our hearts.
让你得着你的言语就当食物食着。
So that when we receive your words, we eat them.
愿你的话融入在我们的生命里面。
May your words assimilate in our lives.
好让我们能够接受你的话去过我们的人生。
So that we can live our lives according to your word.
愿荣耀和颂赞都归于你。
May all glory and praises be to you.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我的小孩子年幼的时候，每年的生日，他们都会收到一些的礼物。
When my children were very young, every year during their birthdays, they received a lot of presents.
有一次，他收到一份很特别的礼物。
Once he received a very special gift.
这份礼物是一个金属的探测器，或者叫做寻宝器。
This was a metal detector, or it can be called a treasure hunter.
当细路仔收到呢份礼物嘅时候，佢就经常嘅去后院去做探测。
When my children received this present, they always went to the backyard to do detection.
特别系去到郊外公园嘅时候，就更加不停嘅去寻宝。
Particularly when we took them to the parks, they would be very happy going treasure hunting.
虽然喺公园里边揾到嘅唔系一啲好值钱嘅嘢。
Although what they found in the parks were not items of great value.
但孩子非常之嘅熱衷，好高興咁去尋找。
But my children were very eager and happily going everywhere to find treasures.
聖經形容天國係好似一個寶貝藏喺地裏邊。
The Bible describes the heavenly kingdom as a treasure buried in the ground.
我哋嘅主耶穌基督更加係一切之上嘅至寶。
Our Lord Jesus is the greatest treasure above everything else.
神亦都俾咗佢嘅子民一个好重要嘅礼物。
God has also given a very special gift for His people.
呢份礼物可以引导人去寻找到对人真正嘅至宝。
This gift can lead people to find the most valuable treasure.
呢个礼物就系神嘅圣言，我哋嘅圣经。
This gift is God's holy word, our Bible.
但我们是怎样去看待这份神给我们的礼物？
But how do we treat this gift from God?
这份礼物所引领我们去追求的，又是不是我们非常热衷和高兴去找到的？
The things that this gift leads us to pursue, is this something that we are very eager and happy to receive?
使徒保罗在罗马书告诉自己的同胞以色列人知。
In the book of Romans,The Apostle Paul tells his fellow Jews,
生下来做犹太人的不一定是真犹太人。
People who are born Jews are not necessarily true Jews.
唯有在里面作的才是真犹太人。
Only what they do inwardly are true Jews.
咁作為被神揀選成為神嘅選民嘅以色列民族，究竟有咩好咧
？Then the people of Israel, the people who are chosen by God, what is the advantage?
神嘅選民一直去持守神對佢哋作過嘅應許，又係咪枉然嘅
？When God's chosen people hold fast to what God promised them, is it futile?
保罗话俾佢哋知，作为神嘅选民喺各方面都有大有好处。
Paul tells them, being God's chosen people, there is advantage in every way.
神所讲过嘅话，亦都一定会成就。
What God has said will certainly be accomplished.
盼望神会实现佢嘅应许，亦都唔会系枉然。
Putting a hope to that God will accomplish His promises will not be futile.
罗马书嘅第三章第二节，保罗咁话。
In Romans chapter 3, verse 2, Paul says,
凡事大有好处，第一是神的圣言交托他们。
Much in every way, first of all, they have been entrusted with the very words of God.
保罗指出作为神的选民，第一样亦都是首要的好处。
Paul points out that being chosen people of God, the principal advantage is that,
就是神将他的话交托了给以色列人。
God has entrusted His very words to the Israelites.
聖經的翻譯更加嘅強調，神選民所擁有嘅係出自神口出嘅説話。
The translation of Bible also emphasizes that what the chosen people of God possess is the words that comes from the mouth of God.
而神將佢嘅話交託俾以色列人係有目的嘅。
For God to entrust His words to the Israelites, there is a purpose.
第一是让神的选民知道什么是公义。
Firstly, God allows the chosen people of God understand what is righteousness.
申命记第四章第八节咁话。
In Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 8.
有哪一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我今日在你们面前所陈明的这一切律法呢？
And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today?
聖經告訴我們神的律法的重點是公義。
The Bible tells us that the main focus of the laws of God is righteousness.
所以公義也是每一個屬神的人應該要看重。
Therefore, righteousness is something that everyone who belongs to God should regard as important.
亦都係我哋對人對事嘅睇法一個重要嘅著眼點。
It is also a focal point when we look at people or things.
神藉著尼迦先知去吩咐以色列人嘅時候，佢係咁話。
When God through the prophet Micah give commands to the Israelites, he said,
世人啊！耶和华已指示你或何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your Lord.
聖經話神向人所指示嘅第一樣要做嘅就係要行公義。
The Bible says that God instructs people the first thing to do is to act justly.
第二係有咗神嘅話就要去遵守。
Secondly, when we have the word of God, we have to keep them.
喺澳洲嘅工作有一樣嘢好重要嘅就係叫做工作程序。
In Australian workplaces, there is something which is very important. It is called procedures.
每個工作嘅項目都有佢嘅程序。
Every work item has its own procedures.
喺醫院工作對病人嘅處理更加有好多叫做臨床嘅指引。
In the setting of hospitals, with the treatment of patients, there are a lot of clinical guidelines.
呢啲工作嘅程序或者臨床指引唔係寫咗出嚟就等喺辦公室嘅書台上邊，只係做個樣。
These work procedures or clinical guidelines.Are not just for display on the bookshelves,
而是真的要跟住去做。
But they have to be followed.
例如超過1000人的工作地方突然間遇到火警。
For example, in a workplace with more than 1,000 workers,
如果唔跟住火警嘅程序去處理嘅話，個後果就不堪設想。
When a fire breaks out, if they don't follow the procedures, of how to deal with the fire, the consequences are unimaginable.
同樣嘅，神將佢自己嘅話交俾神嘅選民。
Similarly, God has entrusted His words to His chosen people.
目的亦都係要佢哋跟住去行。
The purpose is for them to follow.
第三，人擁有神嘅話係人應該去讚美、重讚神其中一個最基本嘅原因。
Thirdly, when people possess God's word, it is one of the most fundamental reasons to give thanks and praises to God.
在詩篇的第147篇19到20節咁話。
In Psalm 147, verses 19 to 20.
他將他的道指示雅各，將他的律例典章指示以色列。別國他沒有這樣待過，至於他的章典章，他們向來沒有知道。你們要讚美耶和華。
He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord.
聖經話神將自己嘅話交託俾屬神嘅人。
The Bible tells us that God entrusted his word to people who belong to him.
係一個神對人從來冇過嘅經驗。
It is a treatment that God has done to no other people before.
所以當人可以擁有神嘅話，呢個待遇嘅本身就已經值得人去讚美神。
Therefore, the treatment of owning God's word, this is by itself, is worthy of for us to praise God.
更何況神嘅話會帶俾我哋各種嘅好處。
And also, God's word will bring us a lot of other benefits.
所以我哋每一次去讀神嘅話語嘅時候，
Therefore, every time when we read God's word,
我哋應該有一份感恩同埋向神讚美嘅心。
We should have a heart of thanksgiving and praising to God.
因為有機會去讀神的話語本身已經是一個恩典。
Because having the opportunity to read God's word by itself, it is a grace.
可能當中有人會問，如果神的選民有不信，他們就得不到神的應許。
Perhaps you may ask, if among God's people, through unbelief, they do notobtain God's promises.
即使他们生出来是以色列人，都不算是以色列人。
Even though they are born as Jews, they are not truly Jews.
那神又怎可以实现他对选民的应许？
Then how can God fulfill the promises to his chosen people?
在罗马书的第三章第三到第四节的上半节这样说。
In Romans chapter 3 verses 3 to
4a. 即使有不信的，这又何妨呢？難道他們的不信就廢掉神的信麼？斷乎不能，不如說神是真實的，人都是虛妄的。
What if some did not have faith? Will their lack of faith nullify God's faithfulness? Not at all. Let God be true and every man a liar.
保羅告訴我們神是信實的。
Paul tells us that God is faithful.
神講過的一切的說話一定會實現，是不用靠人，是不是相信祂？
Everything that God says will certainly be fulfilled. It does not depend on whether people believe Him or not.
在我們的社會當中，一個領袖能不能夠實行他們所提出的？
In our present society, for a leader to be able to fulfill what he has promised,
就要看看多不多人相信他，會不會支持他投他的票。
It depends on how many people believe in him, whether they will support him and vote for him.
如果相信他支持他的人少，
If those people who support him and believe in him, the number is low,
那他就根本不可能成功地達成他所提出的。
It is absolutely impossible for him to fulfill what he has promised.
但圣经话神系唔需要人让佢嘅话去成就。
But the Bible tells us that God does not need people to help him accomplish what he says.
就算全世界嘅人都系冇诚信，讲过但系做唔到。
Even the whole world has no integrity, they do not walk their talk.
但係神口所講嘅仍然一定會實現。
But what comes out from the mouth of God, everything will be fulfilled.
當時保羅雖然眼見以色列人佢嘅內心剛硬，唔肯相信福音。
Although at that time Paul could see that the people's hearts were hardened, they would not believe in the gospel.
保羅知道由於以色列人嘅罪，神要懲罰佢哋。
Paul knew that because of the sins of Israel, God would punish them.
但保羅喺羅馬書嘅第十一章話俾我哋知，等到神所定嘅日子，以色列人就會全家得救。
In Romans chapter 11, Paul tells us that in the day appointed by God, all Israel will be saved.
在舊約先知耶利米的時代，神亦都曾經對佢選民咁話。
In the Old Testament time, at the time of the prophet Jeremiah, God told this to His chosen people.
神話俾佢選民知，神會因為佢哋係被稱為屬神嘅，就唔會受到懲罰。
God told His chosen people they would not be spared from punishment just because they belong to God.
相反，正正係因為佢哋係被稱為屬神嘅人。
On the contrary, it's just because they were called people belonging to God.
正正就係因為佢哋係被稱為屬神嘅人。
Just because they were called people belonging to God.
他們應該知道神的律法，神的吩咐。
They should know the laws of God and decrees of God.
所以當他們被神審判的時候，並不等於神是沒有守到他的承諾，不信得過。
Therefore, when they were judged, it did not mean that God did not keep his covenant and was unfaithful.
相反，神對選民的審判正是顯明神是公義的，沒有偏私。
On the contrary, the judgment on God's chosen people by itself manifests that God is righteous and unbiased.
同樣，大衛王在烏利亞和拔士巴身上行了大惡之後。
Similarly, after King David did the evil sin on Uriah and Bathsheba,
神向大衛施行懲罰。
God put a punishment on David.
大衛對神向他的審判是這樣說的。
But this is what David said about God's judgment to him.
你責備人的時候顯為公義，被人議論的時候可以得勝。
You are proved right when you speak and prevail when you judge.
大衛向人宣認神責備他、懲罰他是公義的行為。
David openly confessed thatWhen God rebuked him, punished him, it was an act of righteousness.
聖經在耶利米書第30章告訴我們，神的選民當時犯了極大的罪惡。
In Jeremiah chapter 30, we can see that God's chosen people had a grave sin.
所以神對他們的刑罰也是極之重。
Therefore, God's punishment on them was heavy.
在耶利米書的第30章14節的下半節這樣說。
In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 14b.
我因你的罪孽甚大，罪惡眾多，曾用仇敵家的傷害傷害你，用殘忍者的懲治懲治你。
I have struck you as an enemy would and punished you as would the cruel, because your guilt is so great and your sins so many.
聖經形容他們在神的刑罰之下，就好像沒辦法只得到醫治，再沒辦法被建立一樣。
The Bible describes that under the punishment of God, it looked like they would not be healed by God and they would not be rebuilt.
整個民族再沒有希望，再沒有將來。
The entire nation did not have any hope and did not have any future.
但神是信實的，他所應許的是不會改變。
But God is faithful. What He has promised will never change.
他的選民說出兩件事情。
He told His chosen people two things.
第一。
Firstly.
就是若果能夠量度得出上天有幾高，或者可以尋索得到下地的根基在哪裡。
Only if the heavens above can be measured and the foundations of the earth below be searched out.
神才會棄絕以色列人，不再去履行他對選民的應許。
Then will God reject Israel, and will He no longer fulfill the promises to his chosen people.
第二是神是天地的主，是大能掌管一切的神，在祂里面没有难成的事。
Secondly, God is the Lord of heaven and earth. He is the almighty God that takes control of everything. Nothing is too hard for him.
所以神对被罚的以色列人说，
Therefore, God said to the Israelites who were punished,
我虽然曾经拆毁，但神会再建立。
Although God has torn down, He will rebuild.
神虽然曾经用仇敌伤害你，但神必医治，使你痊愈。
Although God has hurt you through the enemies, but He will surely cure you and heal you.
所以当保罗提出自己假设的问题，
Therefore, when Paul raised his hypothetical question,
难道他们的不信就废掉神的信吗？
Will their lack of faith nullify God's faithfulness?
保罗的回答是非常坚定的，是断乎不能。
Paul's reply is very certain. It is not at all.
换句话说，神是不会不履行自己的应许。
In other words, God will never not fulfill what he has promised.
他会不会履行自己的应许，不是取决于人的表现。
Whether he will fulfill what he has promised does not depend on man's performance.
是完全取决于自己的本性和神自己的主权。
It entirely depends on God's nature and his sovereignty.
神对摩西说过，我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
God said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
这个今日对于我们每一个被拣选、被神所爱的基督徒，是何等宝贵的启示。
What a precious revelation it is for us Christians, who each one of us is chosen by God and loved by God.
神拣选我们不是因为我们的表现。
God chose us is not because of our performance.
我们是不是知道我们蒙受的恩典有多大呢？
Do you know how great the grace that we have received?
神应许神让耶稣基督为我们一次的献上，就承担了我们一生所犯的罪。
God allowed the Lord Jesus to offer himself once and for all and bear all the sins and transgressions of our entire lives.
我们的罪虽如朱红，
though our sins are like scarlet,
但在主耶稣基督十字架上面所流出的宝血，就可以将我们洗净到洁白如雪。
But through the precious blood shed by the Lord Jesus on the cross, they are washed white as snow.
神有应许会叫圣灵住在我们里面。
God has also promised that the Holy Spirit will dwell in us.
圣灵藉着神的话去引导我们进入真理的当中。
Through God's word, the Holy Spirit guides us into the truth.
神用真理使我们成圣。
God sanctifies us with his truth.
神明明不需要人手服侍。
God does not need to be served by human hands.
但主吩咐我们去将祂的福音和人分享。
But God commands us to share the gospel with others.
同时主应许祂会常与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And God has also promised he will be with us until the end of the age.
神口出的这一切的应许，你相信吗？
All the promises that come from the mouth of God, do you believe in them?
如果你相信，你的生活行事为人又是怎去反映出你相信神的话呢？
If you do believe, then how are you going to reflect that you believe in God's word through your life, through the way you conduct yourselves?
保罗跟着告诉我们，即使人在神面前没办法只为自己的恶行作解释。
Paul then tells us, even though aperson is unable to give an explanation of his evil deeds before God.
但因为人对神的硬颈不肯信服。
But because of man's obstinance and unwillingness to obey,
他们仍然会在言语上尝试去为自己去争辩。
They will still defend themselves by means of verbal expression.
保罗说，世人会为自己提出两点去反咬。
Paul says people of the world will bring out these two arguments to refute.
第一係佢哋嘅不義會更加顯出神嘅義。
Firstly, they claim that their unrighteousness brings out God's righteousness.
第二係佢哋嘅虛假説謊就會更加顯出神嘅榮耀。
Secondly, they claim that their falsehood and lies enhance God's truthfulness and so increase His glory.
所以佢哋喺彰顯神嘅義同埋神嘅榮耀上邊係有功勞嘅。
Therefore, they should be credited for manifesting God's glory.
佢哋嘅惡行係唔應該被審判嘅。
Their evil deeds should not be judged.
在我中學的時候，我曾經去過法庭去聽審。
When I was in high school, I went to attend a court hearing.
我哋去聽控方同埋辯方嘅説話。
I listened to the statements made by the plaintiff and the defendant.
雖然當時我只係一個中學生。
Even though I was just a high school student at that time.
但當時嘅辯方律師，我都聽得出，完全係將事情歪橫折曲。
But what the defense lawyer was saying, I could perceive that he was twisting and bending the entire thing.
又或者佢只係喺言語上邊作爭拗。
Or perhaps he was trying to argue about the use of words.
主審嘅法官一啲都唔接受。
The presiding judge would not accept any of it.
同樣嘅。
Similarly.
呢啲毀謗保羅嘅人話佢哋喺惡佢哋嘅惡行同埋虛謊其實係有貢獻。
These people who slandered Paul, they were claiming that their evil deeds and falsehood actually had merits.
其實他們所說的，一方面承認了他們所做的是神會審判。
Actually, what they were saying, on the one hand, they were admitting that what they were doing would get the judgment of God.
但另一方面也反映出他們非常硬頸，不肯信服神，不肯接受神的話。
On the other hand, it also reflected that they were stiff-necked. They would not obey God and accept God's word.
所以保罗说，这等人定罪是该当的。
Therefore, Paul said, their condemnation is deserved.
不信服神的人，不接受神的话。
Those who do not obey God would not accept God's word.
他们不接受神的话，是因为他们不接受神所定的，就是一切的标准，就是真理。
They do not accept God's word is because they cannot accept what God, the standard that God has set.
但我哋做基督徒嘅，我哋系点样去看待神嘅话
？But we as Christians, how we should regard God's words?
神嘅话对我哋嘅生活有咩影响
？What influence do the words of God have on the way we live our lives?
圣经话俾你听，起码有三方面。
The Bible tells us that there are at least in three ways.
第一，我哋應該對神同佢嘅話有一份嘅熱愛。
Firstly, we should be passionate for God and His Word.
如果你相信聖經所啟示嘅神係真實存在嘅話
，If you believe the God as revealed in the Bible truly exists，
呢位神就係創造一切嘅造物主。
This God is the Creator God who created everything。
係由呢位神為萬物定下所有嘅規律。
It is the God who sets the rules of everything.
是神定出乜嘢系啱，乜嘢系错。
It is God who decides what is right, what is wrong.
神自己就系一切衡量嘅准则。
God Himself is the standard for all measurements.
所以神对万物嘅睇法。
Therefore, God's views on everything.
亦都应该系人对事物睇法嘅准则。
Should be the standard of our views on everything.
一个热爱神嘅人，亦都应该系一个热爱神话语嘅人。
A person passionate for God should be someone who is passionate for God's words.
先知耶利米咁话。
The prophet Jeremiah says.
耶和华万军之神啊，我得着你的言语就当食物吃了，你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因为我是称为你名下的人。
When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God Almighty.
一个以神为生命中心的人。
A person who is God-centered.
他的生命也应该是一个由神话语去驱策的生命。
His life should be driven by God's word.
去关心一些事情是否合乎真理。
He cares about everything being consistent with the truth.
係因為佢關心呢啲事情係咪合乎神嘅心意。
Because he cares about whether these things are consistent with God's will.
第二方面係神就係真理，所以我哋嘅行事為人就應該按照真理。
Secondly, God is the truth. Therefore, everything we do should be according to the truth.
保罗强调神系真实嘅。
Paul emphasizes that God is true.
主耶稣基督称自己就系真理。
The Lord Jesus declares himself to be the truth.
主亦都称圣灵为真理嘅圣灵。
The Lord also calls the Spirit as the Spirit of truth.
所以一个人若果唔爱真理，他就不会是绝对是爱神。
Therefore, if a person does not love the truth, he is absolutely not someone who loves God.
个后果就是永远的沉沦。
The consequence is eternal destruction.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第十节咁话。
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10.
并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出於不義的詭詐，因為他們不領受愛真理的心，使他們得救。
And in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved.
聖經話他們不領受愛真理的心。
The Bible says that they refuse to love the truth and to be saved.
聖經的翻譯更加直接地指出，他們是拒絕去愛真理，以致得到被拯救。
The English translation of the Bible tells us clearly, they refused to love the truth and so to be saved.
所以一個蒙恩得救的基督徒，他亦都應該是熱愛真理，熱愛神的話。
Therefore, a Christian who has received the grace of salvation, he should be someone who loves the truth and passionate about God's word.
我们的行事为人亦都应该以神的话为基础。
The way we conduct ourselves should be on the basis of the words of God.
在哥林多前书的第六章第十五节上半节这么说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 15a,
岂不知你们的身子是基督的肢体吗？
Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself?
聖經說我們是基督身體的一部分。
The Bible tells us that we are members of Christ's body.
即是說我們是真理的一部分。
That is to say, we are part of the truth.
因為這個原因。
For this reason,
我們的生活就應該要符合神的話，因為神的話就是真理。
The way we live should be consistent with God's word because God's word is truth.
我们的思想动机也都应该跟随神的话。
Our thoughts and motives should also follow God's word.
我们也都是靠着神的话去抵挡我们的仇敌魔鬼。
We have to resist our enemy, the devil, through God's word.
魔鬼撒旦是真实存在，也都是非常之可怕。
The devil Satan truly exists and is very dreadful.
他所行的是欺骗和毁坏。
What it is doing is deceiving and destroying.
他比我们强得多。
He is stronger than us.
但他却是完全不能够抵挡神的话。
But he absolutely cannot resist God's word.
在约翰一书的第二章第十四节下半节这么说。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 14b,
少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。
I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
圣经叫我们不要以自己的年纪年轻就轻看自己。
The Bible tells us not to despise ourselves just because we are young.
包括在属灵上以自己是年少。
Including spiritually speaking, we are young.
只要我们心里面能够常常有神的道。
In our hearts, we should constantly have the word of God.
我们就能够刚强去胜过那恶者。
Then we can be strong and overcome the evil one.
基督徒要打属灵的胜仗。
For Christians to fight the good fight of spiritual war.
我们要打信心美好的仗。
We have to fight the good fight of faith.
我们就必须要有圣灵的宝剑，神的话。
We must have the sword of the Holy Spirit, God's word.
第三方面，我们去建立基督的身体，也都应该是去信靠、相信神的话。
Thirdly, to build up the body of Christ, we should do it through believing in God's word.
在加拉太书第三章第五节咁话俾我哋听。
In Galatians chapter 3 verse 5.
那赐给你们圣灵，又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢？是因你们听信福音呢？
Does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard?
圣经话是因为我们相信神的话，神就会在我们中间施行祂的能力，作祂的工作。
The Bible says that if we believe in God's word, God will exercise His power among us and do His word.
今日以勒家知道要建立教会的新一代。
Today, Joy Fellowship knows that we have to build up the next generation of workers.
要让他们无论在教会当中或者在各人的岗位上面去为神作工。
Whether in the church or in their own respective roles, they have to work for God.
这个是又大又难的工作。
This is a great and difficult task.
没有神的工作，我们所做的也都只是枉然的劳力。
Doing a task without God, our efforts are futile.
但圣经叫我们去相信神的话。
But the Bible tells us to believe in God's word.
我们如果相信神的话去行，神就会藉着圣灵在我们中间施行祂的工作。
If we do everything through belief in God's word, the Holy Spirit will do His mighty work among us.
你是不是一个爱神的人？
Are you someone who loves God?
那在你的灵修生活上面，可不可以反映出你是爱神？
Then in your life of daily devotion, does it reflect that you love God?
你是不是相信神的话，神的应许？
Do you believe in God's word and God's promises?
如果你相信在你生活上面，有什么事情你会有改变？
If you do believe, then in the way you live,Your daily lives, what are the changes that you have to make?
你是不是愿意去为神去作工？
Are you willing to work for God?
如果我们是愿意的话，我们就一定要有神的话，神的帮助。
If you are willing, then we must have God's word and God's help.
愿今天的回应诗可以成为我们内心恳切的祈求。
May the responding hymn of today be our fervent prayer.
让我们一起同唱今天的回应诗《向我说话》。
Let us sing together today's responding hymn, Lord, speak to me that I may speak.
让我们一起起立，我们同唱。
Let us stand and sing.
Thank you.
我一齐低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
我哋天上阿爸父，我哋感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praises.
世上冇一个人可以配得到你嘅怜悯。
No one in the world is worthy of your mercy.
但系感谢你拣选我哋，愿意恩待我哋，怜悯我哋。
But thank you for choosing us. You are willing to have mercy and grace on us.
你藉着主耶稣基督拯救咗我哋。
Through the Lord Jesus Christ, you have saved us.
更感謝你感動有一群嘅弟兄姊妹願意向你委身。
We thank you that a group of brothers and sisters are willing to commit themselves to you.
天父，佢哋都需要你去建立。
Heavenly Father, all of them need you to build them up.
佢哋都需要喺你嘅話中去成長。
All of them need to grow in your word.
天父，我哋求你。
Heavenly Father, we ask of you.
求你喺未来嘅日子不断嘅赐下你嘅圣言。
In the future days, continue to give us your very holy words.
求你向我哋说话，我哋就能够去讲出你嘅话，去教导人传讲你嘅信息。
Speak to us so that we can proclaim your word and teach your word.
亦都求你帮助我哋能够相信你嘅应许。
Help us to believe in your promises.
又能够照着我哋所相信嘅去实行出嚟。
And help us to put them into practice through what we have believed.
愿你嘅旨意行喺以勒家同埋众弟兄姊妹嘅身上。
May your will be done on Jaro Fellowship and brothers and sisters.
求你照着你嘅应许保守我哋一直行喺你嘅真理嘅当中，直到见主面。
May you keep us to continue to walk in your truth according to your promise until we see the Lord.
我哋嘅祷告系奉我哋嘅救主耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 会众请坐。
Please be seated. Thank you.